Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, welcome in, everybody. It's Dave Plyer here on 720 WGN. We've got a tight 1 hour show ahead. We're going to start off with our first guest, the legendary Bill Curtis, an icon of Chicago television news and one of America's most public media personalities for more than five decades. Still churning out new content with American Greed on CNBC, and he reclaimed the throne as the voice of true crime in the new season of A&E's Cold Case Files, Fridays at 8. And here is my pal, Bill Curtis. Bill, welcome in, buddy.
I'm doing great. It's good to be back on the throne.
You know what? When I hear the word Cold Case Files, that's the only person I think of is you. So the fact that you haven't been doing it for how long?
Oh, probably 15 to 20 years.
That's crazy, because I'm sure there's people on the street that still come up to you and say, ask you questions or know you from that show.
You know, we coined the phrase. I had a producer down in Dallas and was in the police department, and he wanted to look at the records or something. I said, well, that case is back in the back room with, you know, our short timers.
Yeah.
And we call them the cold case squad. And sure enough, he goes back there, and they are looking at the old unsolved cases. And it was becoming a routine because they would, with the modern technology, they would put it into the Codex computer, which was national,
wow. Yeah.
With the fingerprints, and to compare it to thousands, you know, across the country, and then eventually, and the DNA was not yet complete. There were a few in there, but when we started, and we did 135 shows, it was primarily fingerprints and other forensic evidence. But today, it's much different because they've filled up the Codex computer, and they now you can really solve a case with DNA.
Well, I was going to say, too, funding usually runs dry within the first couple of years of an investigation with these unsolved cases, which puts the burden really on closure and to move things forward on the family and the friends of the victim.
And they're the only ones who really stay interested. I mean, the cops are interested. They live with it for the rest of their lives, but they don't have the budget money, as you say, to continue it. So they'll be looking out the corner of their eye and maybe make a call here and there, but it's the little old granny,
yeah,
who's sitting at home and retired and watching TV and talking to the neighbors and, you know, getting those tips coming in, who will eventually turn in somebody and let the cops then run with it. And very often, the police will need a change of personnel, like a younger sheriff, mm-hmm, who's been trained in these new modern techniques, will come in and inject new blood, new excitement, and, you know, very often lead to a solution.
Well, and there's over 100,000 cold cases in America, but only 1% really ever gets solved.
Yep, it is true. It's a terrible statistic. But I think that's changing, and it's going to change more as we get the word out there. And, you know, these shows show what ingenuity is used by detectives to, let's say, obtain a DNA. We know that they could take it off a glass or a cup that a suspect has been drinking. My favorite story is these two cops were on a stakeout across the street from a place of employment. And the suspect they were looking for knew better. You know, they had talked to him and he said, no, I'm not going to give you the cold case evidence, you know, by ordering, you know, right, a drink or, yeah, something like that.
Right, yeah.
He knew. Well, anyway, they're sitting there, and he comes out back on a break. And he opens yellow, the yellow crackers, and he throws the wrapper away, takes a bite out of the crackers, is called back in, and throws the crackers away in the trash. They run up to the trash. They're able to retrieve the crackers.
Wow.
And run the DNA, and they get him.
That's amazing.
And he got a match. You know, the remember the fast food? I think it was in Buffalo Grove, maybe, one of our suburbs, where five were killed in a
Brown's Chicken.
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Brown's Chicken they murders. Yeah,
they saved the chicken, and they were able to pull the DNA from that chicken, which to me is amazing.
No question. We're talking to the legendary Bill Curtis, and there's more with Bill after a look at your rush hour traffic. Mary? Dave Plyer on 720 WGN. We're talking to the legendary Bill Curtis. Bill, this is wild to me, but next year, 50 years ago, you and Walter teamed up for the 10 o'clock news for the first time, still talked about today, as the template for evening news.
Yes. 1973. I came back from California. I had had 3 years, really the best of my career. I covered the Manson case and Angela Davis and Daniel Ellsberg. I was kind of a legal go-to trial reporter. And just, I mean, listen to these stories, you know, in between that, packed into 3 years, an earthquake in San Fernando Valley, an earthquake in Managua, environmental stories in Hawaii. I was flying. I know these because I'm writing a memoir.
But it's amazing that it's been 50 years.
I want to know what you're doing in here without me. I'm Walter.
God.
You remember Bill and Walter? I'm the little guy. You're the big guy. I heard you were going to be on the radio with David, so I stopped into the studio to listen. And, you know, that's pretty interesting, that thing, your memoir you're writing. Good stories. You tell stories once in a while, right?
Well, you've already done it. I had to copy you. I had to go back and read that book again.
That's because you wrote the intro. Listen.
That's right. It was a good intro.
I just came in because I wanted to hear you. I don't get to see you often enough. When we grew up like brothers in this business, you know, as David said.
That's a story in itself. We became brothers, Dave. You know, what every manager wants in every television station is charisma.
Yeah, right.
And you're putting two anchors together. Now it's man and woman. And it's kind of an arranged marriage.
Yeah.
Because you're there very often longer than you spend with your wife and kids.
That's true.
So you have to have things that you're interested in, and then you talk, you know, during commercials. But you're both on the same mission, which is the ratings will come, of course, but which is news. And news people talk about news. And for Walter, he was the expert on politics, sitting in the Mecca of all politics.
Oh, true.
And so it was great to see him work. He worked all day on his minute and a half perspective.
And you know, when they introduced us, it seemed somehow to be automatic. We just liked each other, and that makes a huge difference. Normally, there would be a great competition. Who's going to get to read the biggest story? Who's going to do this and who's going to do that? You know, I always wanted you to read the big stories. I always felt like the little guy sitting next to you who was causing you and then me some trouble every now and then. And, you know, we just clicked. That's it. And it lasted a long time.
Oh, God. It was the perfect chemistry. He was Mr. Inside. I was Mr. Outside because I like to go out on stories, like to travel. And today, to this very day, it brings tears to my eyes because he'll run into a guy and he maybe have a 30-year-old with seven kids. And he looked at me and almost came to tears. He said, you know, I watched you and Walter with my parents. Because at 10 o'clock, they got the TV. We got to watch what we wanted to until that time.
Right, right.
But if we wanted to not go to bed, we sat there and watched you two on the couch. And it was a family moment. It was like the dining room table, you know, the dinner. We don't do that anymore. It was a family moment. And it meant a lot to them.
Maybe when we're 95 and 100, we could try it again.
That'd be awesome.
Well, you will be.
You know. But you're right. By the way, Walter still spends a whole day here because he does his perspectives on WGN Radio here. Is he does spend the whole day here putting his thoughts down for that perspective, of course.
Well, I'm glad to see he's working.
And when,
you know, once you get up to our age and you're older than I am, you know, some mornings you wake up and say, hey, you know, I feel great. I feel 60 again or 50. I can walk and exercise. And then the other, you know, then another morning you wake up and say, oh, my God, I'm 81, and I feel it.
I get it. I get it. But listen, you know, when you were at the height, I mean, you had, you beat out everybody. I mean, 4 years, this was the place to be. And I think I've told you both the story before, but I knew, our family knew one of the cameramen for the 10 o'clock news. And one day in maybe 77, 78, I was 10 years old. And I got to sit behind the desk. I got to see the entire newscast with you and Walter at the desk. Johnny Morris was there. John Coughlin was there. And then I got the picture in Walter's office. And I looked around and I said, wow, there is piles of stuff everywhere in here, isn't there? But that was a legendary time. Yeah, that was a legendary time in broadcast history. But you know what's funny is that, you know, you said success doesn't come right away. When you guys started together, it was a little bit of a slow go.
Yes, it was.
It was. Mm-hmm. And then you took off.
Well, they were about to stop the show, and for some reason it clicked shortly thereafter, and then we went on ice with a lot of things that helped, you know, the minicam and the snowstorm and the police. And politics
and
is the biggest game in this town, you know, so we had a lot of
really
things.
I remember Dallas, and they delivered
the
a big... But I'll tell you one. Muhammad Ali was going to fight Leon Spinks out in Vegas. And he declared that nobody could cover him because he got mad at the media except me. And I was local. And he would come in and play with Walter and I. And so I went out there and, you know, he ushered me into his hotel room with his kids, and I think it was Veronica, maybe one of his other wives, and we went out on the balcony and talked, and he said, Bill, if I could jump down from here, I think we were on the 12th floor of the International Hilton, he said, they'd listen to me not then, wouldn't they? I mean, it was that kind of intimate inside. Mm-hmm. So I go back, I cut the piece. We run it at about 20 after, I think. And it was a long one. It was like 7 minutes while the bout was going on. And all of a sudden, somebody screams, Ali's lost. He's lost. And my now wife, Donna LaPietra, was the smartest in the business I've ever found. She turned it around and said, we're going to run it at 10:30 all over again, knowing that the ratings would be counted for that last quarter hour. And
brilliant, honestly.
It was brilliant. And it was one of the things that really put us over the top.
It's like the story we heard when we were, a few years ago, when we had both retired temporarily, and Channel 2 needed a replacement for their anchorman on the weekly night show one night. And they asked us both to do it. Neither of us was really very interested, but it was kind of a great idea, so we went on. And there was a lot of talk about it because, you know, Bill and Walter had been around for a while then, and the ratings that night just went over the roof.
Gangbusters. Can I tell you, I was out that night, and I made sure I was home to watch that.
Really?
Because I wanted to see it live. You betcha. And next year, of course, marks the 50th anniversary, so we're going to have you both back in studio to talk about this, and then we're going to go do some drinking afterwards.
Okay.
Well, I like the second part.
Okay. Okay, that sounds great. Catch Bill on the Cold Case Files Fridays on A&E, and you can catch Walter's Perspectives right here on WGN Radio. Bill Curtis, Walter Jacobson, gentlemen, a pleasure.
Walter, I love you.
I do too.
Hang in there, baby.
Thanks, guys. You're listening to 720 WGN.